little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Ashley McGuire on Facebook. She wrote this thing about her husband who disappeared once she was expecting their second child. This is the Facebook post she wrote. She said, I'm about to test the power of Facebook with this one. This is my husband, Charles. He loves to be the centre of attention, but I'm not sure how much he's going to like this. Last year, when I was pregnant with our youngest baby, he decided being a husband and a dad wasn't the lifestyle he wanted anymore, and he ghosted, like gone without a trace. He has one baby he hasn't seen in over a year and one he's never met. He's moved somewhere out of state and changed his phone number. Divorcing someone who's completely unreachable is really tough and drawn out. So I'm trying to track him down to get his signature on a few papers so I can finally close this chapter and move on with my life. So she put this up. She said, all the girls out there feel, feel free to share. A friend of a friend of a friend has got to know where he is. And she put this up on a Facebook group and they tracked him down. Lorraine texted, she said, Ray, that Charlie guy has been found. He's English and he's working for Taylor Sheridan in Texas as his private chef. This whole story is wild. I'm glued to it on Instagram from Lorraine. Do you know who Taylor Sheridan is?
I don't.
I've just been on Googling the rest of this story because there have been developments. Have you heard of the TV show Yellowstone?
Yes.
Kevin Costner?
Yes.
Cowboy Show?
Yes.
And then there's loads of spin-offs of it with Harrison Ford. And, the Queen.
Oh, Olivia Colman?
Helen Mirren? Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren's in it.
Right.
There's loads of spin-offs. And he's created this whole Taylor Sheridan verse of TV shows that are sort of this sort of cowboyish, western sort of thing. Kevin Costner might be coming back to the new series. So apparently this fella, this chef, is working as a private chef now for Taylor Sheridan in Texas, having left his wife up in Chicago.
I don't know, in the modern world in which we live, how did he expect to get away with it? I just don't know what he was doing.
Well, the group, Anonymous said, Ray, give me the name of that Facebook group again. It might save me the price of a private detective. It was, are we going out with the same guy? Is that it?
Are we dating the same guy?
Yeah. Are we dating the same guy? Now, I don't know if there's Irish versions of are we dating the same guy or is it just an international thing? Let me call my dating orange.
Well,
let me call my fruit-based dating expert. Is that right? Put her on.
It's ringing.
Put her over there on two.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Dating Orange on the line. Dating Orange, it's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hi, Ray Foley. I'm good. How are you?
Lovely to talk to you. How's the love life, first of all?
Oh, I'm flying. It's not a bother on me now. I'm 4 months in.
Ah, ridiculous. You're going to have to give... We're going to have to call you the settled down Orange. They're not seeing anybody else, Orange. They're about to get married, Orange, in the not-too-distant future. Well, we'll see. We won't curse it yet. Did you see the story in America about your woman who put the post up to track down her chef husband who ghosted her and the two babies?
Oh, stop. I saw it. It's wild. It's all over the place.
It is unbelievable. And she put this up on this a Facebook group, Are We Dating the Same Guy? And
yeah.
I was thinking, we don't have. Are we dating the same guy in Ireland?
Oh my God! Yes, we do. We've loads of them.
Loads.
We've loads of them. Yeah, in Ireland. So there's like a few like big ones, but there's ones for kind of each city.
Right. So am I dating the same guy Waterford? Am I dating the same guy Galway?
Yeah, there's like Cork, a few in Dublin, one in Belfast, whatever. There's a good few of them. Yeah, I suppose. Like, because if you just did it for the country, then I suppose loads of people aren't going to see the man that they're looking for or whatever. So then they decided, yeah.
Be a bit more local.
Branched out.
Zone in, yeah. That's amazing. Because you might be thinking, sure, I can get away with this. Or sure, I'm only dabbling in dating. I might have a few on the go at the same time. But you're not going to get away with it for long, are you?
Well, what do you mean? From a fella's perspective?
From a fella's perspective, yeah.
We don't even mind. Like, women don't mind if you're dating a couple of people at the same time. Like, at the start, you're meant to kind of keep your eggs in, you know, different baskets or whatever. But... I suppose then if you're flat out ghosting or people are catfishing or scamming people or whatever, that's kind of what they're looking for, really.
All right, so more problematic. Or even sort of, you know, they could be married or they could have a whole relationship and be doing this on the sly. So you want to know that sort of information as well.
Yeah, there's single women and taken women on the page. There's single women and taken women on the page because I suppose like a lot of women might be not trusting their partners maybe.
Yeah, and they want to see if he's out there or if he's playing away.
Yeah.
So, come here, you're well settled down now, a number of months. Have you run any checks on your other half?
No, funny enough, what I did say to him, I stuck his name into it to see if his name had come up in the group. Anyway, it hadn't.
All right, he's all clear anyway, then. I'm sure he's relieved.
happy out.
He'd be sweating. So what kind of stories then have you seen? Or have you seen any of the groups or stories on them?
Loads of them, yeah. But like things come up the whole time about, say, somebody put up something like, I have been dating this fella, but he turns off his phone at 5 p.m. every day and I can't send him messages in the evening, and then he's hot and cold at the weekend. I think that maybe he has somebody, and then there'll be a comment from a woman saying, yeah, this is my boyfriend or this is my husband.
Oh my God.
And like it does get used for good. Like I love the group and I think like it's a great tool, like even for women in relationships to see what their fella is really up to. But I suppose there is the other side of it, because men will say, you know, that, oh no, that's just a scorned woman and now they've blackened my name. But I think it does more good than bad, really.
Yeah, I suppose then there is the issue of trust. If you are going on... Well, I suppose, we're talking about early days in a relationship in a lot of cases. So, like, the trust hasn't been established properly yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of it is, like, even women, before they go on a first date, they might just check. They might be saying, like, oh, I think he's a lovely fella. I just want to check if anybody has any really bad experiences with him. And, you know, a lot of times there's no comments and it's totally fine. Other times maybe somebody's gotten a bad feeling and their gut is telling them not to meet up with this man for whatever reason. And other women, like then, you know, 5, 10, 15 comments of women saying, stay away from him, he's a weirdo, you know, this kind of crack.
Right, yeah. So I suppose it's a way of being safe and doing a background check.
Yeah.
You went on a load of dates.
55 first dates I went on.
55 first dates. So did you run a check on any of the 55?
No, I didn't. Well, no, not of the 55 dates. Now, I did run a check on one fella because he'd come up a good few times. He had liked me on Hinge and he'd come up on Tinder a few times because I had paid for Tinder and I could see who liked me before I liked them.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, will I give him a go? Like, there was nothing wrong with him, but there was something about his face that told me he was foul. And I just was like, maybe don't do it. So anyway, I stuck up his picture and got a good few comments just basically saying that he was like a player, you know, only looking for one thing, an F-boy, you know, this kind of thing. So I was happy out with my gut there.
You could tell at just his face.
But I know. There was something in his eye. It was bowels.
That's, you know what? You have talent, madam. You really are plugged in. 0874-100-102, JP.
Here we go, Ray. Yeah, you knew this was going to happen. The Hooch has been in touch. He says, I hope for fairness you have the Are We Dating the Same Girl sites.
Well, there is apparently. Are there Dating Orange? There are girl versions, or there are guy versions as well, right?
Yeah, there are. Yeah, now obviously I haven't been in it, but I have kind of looked them up or whatever, and some of them are private, so they don't even show up. I think you have to be invited by other people who are already in the group.
Or apply, yeah, okay.
A woman from the girls' group got in before they let her in, on purpose, I think, and she saw what was going on in there. And there were some funny comments from men, like there was only like a couple of hundred men in it. It hasn't really taken off.
Okay.
But there was a comment that was like, oh, this group won't be as popular as the girls' group because men don't need other men's opinion to make up their minds.
Oof, wow.
And it's like, that's not what we're doing. Like, we're just trying not to get murdered out here.
Yeah,
you know?
Do you know what? And that's what it is. Like I said, about safety and checking and then speaking to other people. Isn't that what? And it's about having a community behind you that you can ask these questions of. Well, it clearly worked out for your one in America, this Ashley girl, because she's found him now. Apparently he's in Texas.
Yeah, found him, yeah. Apparently he reached out to her then after all of this and he just sent her a message from a number that she had for him already. The number that she had for him, she thought he had gotten rid of or whatever because she had been texting it and he wasn't replying. But actually, he had it the whole time. He's just been really good at ignoring her.
He got in touch with her. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my
said,
God.
Like, yeah, happy to meet up with her to discuss this as long as you take down that Facebook post.
Good luck, yeah, as it's gone all over the world on fire. Come here, the Dating Orange podcast is coming back for a new series and you're going to be doing matchmaking on the podcast as well, right?
I'm going to do a bit of matchmaking. I'm going to try my hand. Like, people have reached out to me before and said, you know, give us a go. Match me up with somebody at all there. Take me off the app. So I said, you know, I'll do it. And I'm going to get the people to come on the podcast then and just give a few minutes of each side. It'll be interesting. I was thinking maybe, JP, you're single. Maybe you could give it a go.
You wouldn't like JP's face. I mean, I
won't pass the eye test.
All it takes is one glance.
Don't run any background tests.
There was something about his face. And don't go on the groups, girls. Don't go on. Dating Orange, thanks so much for joining us.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.